on the last day for conference championships in NAI Division II men's basketball. We say good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. As the Dort College Defenders get set to play their in-county rivals, the Northwestern Red Raiders, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship game. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders take a 28-3 mark into tonight's contest, while Northwestern will come in with a 24-6 mark. Northwestern, though, is hot as any team of the Great Plains Athletic Conference since a loss to the Dort College Defenders back on February the 1st. Northwestern has not tasted defeat. They have won 7 games in a row. For the Dort College Defenders, they are riding a 9-game winning streak, going after win number 10 in a row after losing 2 out of 3 in the early stages of January. The Dort College Defenders, the regular season Great Plains Athletic Conference champion, while the Northwestern Red Raiders have also secured a spot in the NAI Division II Men's Basketball National Tournament with their qualifying for the championship here this evening. Dort College, the Great Plains Athletic Conference bylaws stating that if the conference champion also wins the postseason tournament, the automatic berth would go to the runner-up. So win or lose, Northwestern is in the postseason into the NAI Division II National Tournament beginning 1 week from tomorrow near Branson, Missouri, at the College of the Ozarks. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and one of the first things we talked about was the fact that this Dort College team is in a different situation than they were last year when they advanced to the GPAC Championship but lost to the University of Sioux Falls in Sioux Falls. It's awfully nice to be at home.
Yeah, Mike, last year we went to Sioux Falls and we're in the same title game and came up short, and just hoping that this year we're a little bit better and a little more experienced, and hopefully we can get this one.
A couple of weeks after that game last year, I remember asking you if that was just simply something your team had to go through to understand what it was like to play in a conference championship game and for a game to go to the national tournament. Now, the trip to the national tournament is already taken care of, but that experience of being through this situation can only help your team.
For sure, and this is something that our team has really set its sights on, is to win the conference regular season, but also win the conference tournament as well. And there's not many teams in the past decade who have been able to do both. In fact, I think there's only been one that's done that. And I know our guys would like to do it, but we understand we're playing against a very, very good Northwestern team right now.
What is the difference between the conference tournament and the regular season in terms of how those games are played? What have you seen, both drawing on last year but now this year as well? What's the difference?
I just think every possession becomes more magnified on both ends of the floor, and I think you're going to see that really bleed on over into the national tournament as well. There just can't be possessions that are wasted offensively, and there just can't be breakdowns defensively or you get exposed. And on both the men's side and the women's side of the GPAC tournament this year, the number one and number twos have made it to the championship game, and I think like I said before, Northwestern's playing very well. We played them a month ago, and since then they've really been on a roll, and just really expect this to be a good game tonight.
They're scoring a lot of points. I believe the lowest point total they've had in that winning streak is 85 points. They're putting up some good offensive numbers.
For sure, and they're doing some things a little bit better, differently. I think they're attacking the basket a whole lot more and getting to the foul line at a much higher clip, as opposed to shooting quite as many threes. Now, with that said, they're certainly going to utilize the arc, but they're also putting the ball on the floor and attacking and trying to get inside the 10-foot area.
Still rebounding pretty well?
They are. They're very good at that. They've got some wing players who can really rebound down well, and Leeper and Miller. And then, of course, their two big kids in Gosling and Van Kalsbeck are very notable rebounders. So they're just a very good team right now. I would say they're one of the top teams in the country the past 3 weeks. And we'll put together a really good game and can make this competitive.
When you played them a month ago, what did your team do well in the second half to pull away from what I believe was a tie at the time?
Sure, it was tied at halftime, I believe, 38-38, and then we went on a little spurt to open the second half, and then we're able to slowly pull away, due in large part to Jordan Vogel and Chris Severs inside. Those two guys had outstanding games that evening, and we'll see. We're able to attack tonight, not really sure, but I know our guys are confident and really looking forward to this opportunity.
keys for your team, both offensively and defensively?
Well, defensively, we're going to really have to put pressure on the arc and not allow their shooters to get on a roll. And then we're also going to have to try to contain Miller. You know, he's one of the top players in the G-Pack and just an outstanding, versatile player. And then Van Kolsbeck and Goslinga. You know, those two guys have really hurt us over the years, and we got to make sure we do a good job there defensively. I think offensively we need to move the ball, and we need to look for opportunities, mismatches, wherever they might be on the floor. And above all, we have to rebound. They're one of the best rebounding teams in the country. And if we don't do that well, despite playing other areas of the game, you know, the way we want to, it just isn't going to matter. We really have to rebound the ball well.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about the matchup between the North College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders here this evening. The North College Defenders and Red Raiders warming up in front of us right now on the DeWitt Gymnasium floor. Let's take a closer look at this Northwestern team. They're the number two seed in the 8-team field. They've won seven games in a row since losing two out of three in 1 week span to Briarcliff and North College. Since the Dort loss, the Red Raiders have not been held to fewer than 85 points. Raiders are averaging 83.4 points per game, allow 74.7 points per outing. Northwestern is converting 49.1% of their field goals and 35.8% of their three-point shots, while opponents are making 42.5% of their shots and a 31.1% of their three-point shots. Northwestern has gone to the free throw line 789 times. They've converted 540, while foes have made 467 of 727 free shots. Northwestern owns a 41.6 to 32.2 rebounding advantage, but they have turned the ball over 15.3 times per game. Opponents are at an 11.7 average. Walker Syme, who missed nine games early in the year with a broken hand, is scoring 14 points per game and has made 40.7% of his three-point shots. Ben Miller tops the team with a 13.7 points per game average while grabbing a team-high 7.9 rebounds per game. Stu Gosling is averaging 12.4 points per game with 7.6 rebounds, and he makes 56.6% of his field goals. Zach Leeper is knocking down 12 points per game, and Daniel Van Kolsbeck is scoring 11.2 points per contest with 5.5 rebounds. John Kramer is good for 9.8 points per game. Ryan Stock is coming off of the bench to score 5.7 points per contest. North College is 28-3 overall, finished the year 17-3 in the G-Pack. They're the number one seed in the postseason tournament. North College averages 82.5 points per game, allows 69.7 points per contest, and they make 51.7% of their field goals and allow opponents to make 42.7%. Dort's three-point success is at 40.5%, and opponents are making 34% of their three-point basket attempts. North College is out-rebounding teams 38.1 to 30.1, and they've committed 14.6 turnovers, and opponents have committed 13.4 per game. Trevor Walthersdorf has a 14.9 points per game average, and he gets 5 rebounds per game. Jordan Vogel is averaging 13.5 points per game on 57.6% shooting, and he has a 6.7 rebounds per game average. Cliff Warner's average is 12.9 points per game, and he's making 46.1% of his three-point shots, and he leads the team with 4.5 assists per game. Chris Severs is converting a team-high 64.2% of his shots and has an 11.8 points per game average. Austin Kachi's average is 10 points per game, and Kyle Lindberg is at 8.9 points per contest to go with a team-high 7.4 rebounds. Lindberg also has 35 block shots and 47 steals, while Cliff Warner has 48 steals. Jordan Vogel, 33 blocked shots. Tyler Walthersdorf and Sean Kaiser average 4.5 and 4.0 points per game, respectively. In reserve roles, Tyler Walthersdorf will not be in action this evening. He is not suited up. He is battling a foot injury. The Northwestern men lead this series 74-25, but since the G-Pack was formed, North College is 10-17 against the Red Raiders. The Defenders held on for a 77-72 win over Northwestern back on December 7 in Orange City. Back on February 1, North College scored an 86-72 win. The score was tied 38-38 at halftime. In that contest, Jordan Vogel led North College with 22 points. Chris Severs added 17. Northwestern got 15 points from Ben Miller and 14 from Daniel Van Kolsbeck. Northwestern trounced Briarcliff 95-50 in a game they were ahead 49-20 at halftime. Ben Miller had 22 points and 8 rebounds, while John Kramer had 13 points and 6 assists. Van Kolsbeck came off of the bench for 12 points and 8 rebounds. For Dort College, they hit back-to-back three-point shots near the midpoint of the second half on Saturday against Midland to take control of the semifinal game and went on to win 68-61 in a defensive struggle. Dort College had a 38-24 rebounding advantage, and they were led by Warner with 21 points. He also had 4 assists. Kyle Lindberg had 16 points, and Jordan Vogel contributed 14 points and 9 rebounds. Here's our national anthem. listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, our national anthem, sung by Sierra Teagues. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Northwestern, they will start number 10, John Kramer, a 6-foot senior from Wahpeton, North Dakota, averaging 9.8 points per game. Ben Miller is a 6'6 junior from Volga, South Dakota, averaging 13.7 points per game. Zach Leapers, a 6'4 forward from Adair, Iowa, averaging 12 points per game. He's a sophomore. Walker Seymour is number 40. He's a 6'3 senior from Garland, Iowa, averaging 14 points per game. And Stu Goslinga is a 6'7 junior from Elta, Iowa, averaging 12.4 points per game. For the North College defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 12.9 points per game. Austin Cox, he's a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 10 points per contest. Trevor Waltersdorf is a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.9 points per game. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg, a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 8.9 points per contest. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.4 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are set for basketball. North College and Northwestern Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship play. Opening tap is controlled by Northwestern. John Kramer hangs in the air and gets one to go. John Kramer picked up the loose basketball, and he cashes in on the busted play. And Northwestern takes a 2-0 lead. Trevor Waltersdorf with the basketball. Passes over to Kachi. Kachi right side Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Tries to take Gosling off the dribble. Too strong on the shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf up and down. Trevor Waltersdorf ties it up at 2-2. Here comes Northwestern with the basketball. John Kramer into the front court. Kramer has the basketball. He passes, gets it back now, passes to Walker Syme on the right elbow. Syme driving into the lane, puts it up, fading away, shot no good, rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel over to Warner, here comes North College. Cliff with the basketball. He passes left side Lindberg. Lindberg over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it, back over to Warner. Warner right side Kachi. Kachi guarded there by Leaper. Out front it goes Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up Warner. Warner with the basketball, back over to Vogel. Vogel gathers himself, puts it up, and he's going to be called for traveling. As he gathered himself to go up, Jordan Vogel commits the travel violation. And the North College defenders turn it over on the offensive end, and Northwestern has the basketball back. John Kramer into the front court. He passes left side Miller. Miller with the basketball, looks for a ball screen. They give it up to Stu Goslinga. Goslinga with the basketball. He lays it up and good. Stu Goslinga with a two-point basket. Northwestern leads 4-2. Into the front court is Warner. Warner right side Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing, underneath Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, facing to Kachi. Kachi, Vogel, Vogel, back out front, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it, dumps it down low, Vogel. Vogel against Goslinga, his shot no good. Rebound tap controlled by Northwestern. Miller with the basketball, here comes Northwestern. Miller directing traffic, he's on the right side, drives in, puts it up, and we have a blocking foul called on Jordan Vogel. Jordan Vogel whistled for the blocking foul. Northwestern will have two free throws on the way with Ben Miller. That's foul number one on Vogel. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. And they will say it came before the shot, so Ben Miller fouled before the shot attempt. North College will defend as Northwestern will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Kramer. Kramer to Goslinga. Goslinga to Miller. Miller with the basketball. He passes over to Leaper. Leaper lets fly with the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Off to Warner. Here comes North College. Cliff with the basketball on the right side. Cliff out front. Lindberg. Lindberg left side. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Gives it up. Lindberg posting up. Lindberg now facing up against Syme. Spins. Gets knocked off balance. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Syme. Syme with the basketball. Syme will bring it up. He hands it off to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller looking for someone to pass to. Northwestern leading 4-2. 17:40 left to play in the first half. Stu Goslinga trying to back his way in. Puts it up, and we have Jordan Vogel called for a foul. So Jordan Vogel has just picked up his second personal. Chris Sievers will go to the scorer's table, and he will check into the ballgame. So Stu Goslinga will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Gosling, a 52% free throw shooter, makes that one. He's got three. So Severs is in. Vogel checks out. Vogel will have to sit for a while. He's got two personals. Both of his fouls, questionable. Free throw by Gosling goes off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Walthersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Warner with the basketball. Warner picks it up, passes over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi comes over to Severs. Severs with the basketball. Severs, Warner. Warner driving, 17-footer, puts it up, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out. Kramer comes up with it. Kramer off to Leeper. Leeper with the basketball. Leeper puts it up, right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh pulls up, 15-footer, left-hander, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Syme. Syme to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer driving in, pulls his way to the basket, layup good. John Kramer with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 7-2. Into the front court is Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the wing. Walthersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi with it, and we've got a blocking foul called on Zach Leeper. Leeper picks up his first personal. Team foul number one on Northwestern. 16:39 left to go in the first half. Stock and Van Kalsbeek are in for Northwestern. Goslinga and Syme are out. Kyle Lindbergh inbound the basketball for the defenders. Trailing 7-2 is Dort College. Warner with it out front. Cliff with the basketball. Passes right side Kachi. Kachi working against Leeper. Drops it down low for Severs. Comes back over to Warner. Warner underneath Severs. They bring the double team. Severs turns and is fouled by Van Kalsbeek. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Van Kalsbeek whistled for his first personal. That's team foul number two against Northwestern. Chris Severs to shoot a pair. So Severs to shoot two free throws with his team down 7-2. Needs some points. First free throw by Severs is up and good. Severs makes it 7-3. Another free throw on the way. Another free throw on the way for Chris Severs. Severs free throw is up and good. So Severs makes them both. He's got two. And the defenders trail 7-4. Sean Kaiser and Jordan Vogel will be checking back into the ballgame at the next break. So Vogel will be playing with two personals. They come out front, Stock. Stock to Miller. Miller gives it up down low. Leeper. Leeper spins on the baseline. His shot is good. Zach Leeper with a two-point basket. Northwestern leads 9-4. Into the front court is Warner. Warner drops it in for Severs. Reverses Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf down low, Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded there by Miller. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Warner. Warner's pass is tipped away by Van Kalsbeek out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College on the right sideline to inbound. Kachi and Lindbergh will check out. 15:56 left to play. In this half, Northwestern leads 9-4, Dort College with the basketball. They get it to Severs. Severs to Warner. Warner on the left wing. Warner down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes over to Walthersdorf. He puts up a 17-footer from straight on and swishes it through. Trevor Walthersdorf with four. Dort College trails 9-6. Let's see who Vogel matches up with. He's going to be guarding Miller, it appears. They're going to try to isolate him. Miller working on Vogel. Pass goes underneath Stock. Stock layup good. Ryan Stock got free for the two-point basket. Dort College trails 11-6. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touched by John Kramer for Northwestern. Dort College will inbound. Northwestern wants to show full-court pressure defense. Vogel to inbound the basketball. Gets it in to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf will bring it up against Ben Miller. Walthersdorf bringing it across the timeline. Passes right side Sean Kaiser. Kaiser for the basketball. Now Warner. Warner in the lane. Has it stripped, picks it back up. Back out front, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs working on Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek, he tries to pass it away. It's taken by Warner. Warner's tripped up on the play by Kramer. Kramer whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number three. Checking into the ballgame for Northwestern will be Josh Vanderplatz. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Cliff Warner to throw it in on the sideline. Northwestern leading 11-6, 15:05 left to play first half. They get the ball inbounded to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf lob pass underneath for Severs. Severs gathers it in. Shot is good. Chris Severs with four. North College trails 11-8. Into the front court is Miller. Miller with the basketball on the left wing. Miller to Stock. Stock to Leaper. Leaper with the basketball. Vanderplatz on the right wing. They go to Miller. Miller's going to try to back into Vogel. Vogel holding his ground. They dump it underneath. Vanderplatz layup good. Josh Vanderplatz with a two-point basket. North College trails 13-8. Into the front court with it is Kaiser. Kaiser dumps it underneath Severs. Severs, Walthersdorf, left side Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel with a dunk. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket on the slam dunk. North College trails 13-10. 14:20 left to play. Neither team has really strung together any defensive stops yet. Vanderplatz with the basketball. He passes to Miller. Ben Miller with it out front, guarded by Vogel. Miller's going to put it on the floor. Tries to step in. Nothing there. Now Ben Colsby. Ben Colsby puts up the jumper from 10. It's good. Daniel Van Colsbeek with a two-point basket. North College down five with the right side Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf reverses left side Warner. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, Walthersdorf right wing beyond the three-point line. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor picks up his dribble, goes over to Warner. Warner left side Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, directing traffic. Now back over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Sean Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs, 10 to shoot. He spins on the baseline. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf tripped up on the play. Northwestern comes up with it. Ben Miller has the basketball. Ben Miller came away with the loose ball. They get it up the floor. With it, left side is Miller. Miller with the basketball. Northwestern playing with a five-point lead. Vanderplatz with the basketball. Vanderplatz, left side Miller. Ben Miller with the basketball, looks for a ball screen. He's going to put up a three and hit it. A three-point basket for Ben Miller, and Northwestern out of the chute with an 18-10 lead. Into the front court is Warner. Warner, right side Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing. Kaiser, Walthersdorf, left side Warner. Underneath Vogel, they bring the double team. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gets a screen, drops it back off for Vogel. Ball's kicked by Van Colsbeek. Ben Colsbeek back, pardon me, they get it to Walthersdorf. His 15-footer no good. Rebound taken away by Daniel Ben Colsbeek. Here comes Northwestern with an 18-10 lead. Vanderplatz into the lane, reverses it back outside Stock. Stock, Miller, Miller 23-footer off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Stock, and Northwestern will reset the offense. 18-10 our score, Northwestern with an 8-point lead. 12:20 remaining in the first half. Vanderplatz driving in. Extra step. No call made. They get it back over to Stock. His shot no good. Weak side rebound. Cleared out by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff into the front court. Cliff has his pocket pick. Ball's down on the floor. Still a fight for it. And picked up by Northwestern. Miller with the basketball into the front court. He feeds it off Van Colsbeek. Van Colsbeek layup attempt no good. Here comes Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Warner. Warner, back right side Kaiser. Three ball on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped, and we've got a foul over the back called on Trevor Walthersdorf. So Trevor Walthersdorf gets called for an over the back foul. Northwestern with an 18-10 lead. Lots of contact on the floor. Checking back into the ballgame is John Kramer for Northwestern. Inbounding the basketball will be Vanderplatz. So Vanderplatz gets it inbounded to Kramer. Kramer with it out front. He passes high post. Stock. Stock right side Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz, Syme. Syme fading away. His shot is good on the reverse. Walker Syme with a two-point basket. Northwestern has a 20-10 lead. 20-10 our score. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi picks it up. Kaiser. Kaiser three on the way. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Here comes Kramer. Kramer over the top. Goslinga. Goslinga layup good. Stu Goslinga with a two-point basket. Northwestern leads at 22-10. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Northwestern out of the chute quickly, getting some things to go their way early on. Early fouls on Jordan Vogel. Beneficiary of some post moves down low where the North College bench wanted some travel violations. And Northwestern up to a 22-10 lead. 22-10 our score. Cliff Warner will bring the basketball up. Kramer guarding him. He passes right side over to Kachi. Ball tapped out of bounds by Vanderplatz. Northwestern playing defense. North College will inbound. Cliff Warner to throw it in for the defenders. 11:01 left to play first half. We're about a quarter of the way through this one. North College has to buckle down defensively. That'd be the biggest concern right now, I would say. Vogel facing up against Goslinga. Kick out Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel kick out Warner. Warner steps in, tries to dump it underneath for Vogel, and the indecision. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Chris Severs checking into the ballgame. Jordan Vogel will check out. Vogel playing with two personals. He'll check out once again. Trying to keep him involved despite his foul trouble. Bringing the basketball up front is Kramer. Kramer over to Goslinga. Goslinga with it on the left wing. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer trying to bull his way to the hoop. Lays it up in the right hand. Got his shoulder around Kyle Lindbergh, and John Kramer has 6 points. North College trails 24-10. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh guarded closely. Gets it right side back over to Kachi. Kachi against Vanderplatz. Kachi, head fake, gets his man in the air. Kick out back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. We've got a foul called away from the ball. It's going to go on Ryan Stock, I believe. Stock whistled for his first personal. Trevor Walterstorff will check in. Sean Kaiser will check out. 24-10 our score. Northwestern in front early. Pass comes into Lindbergh. Lindbergh back right side. Kachi. Kachi with it. Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking for the swing. Left side comes over to Warner. Warner back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff enters to Severs. Severs hook shot in the lane. Left it short. Rolls it in. 2-point basket for Chris Severs. He's got 6. North College trails 24-12. 9:50 left to play in the half. Kramer will pull up. Shoot a 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Outlets over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three. No good. Chases down his own rebound, though. Saves it in, but right to a Northwestern player, Eli Grunendijk. Here comes Northwestern with the basketball. Sime goes left side. Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Grunendijk, and he loses it out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 9:26 left to play in the first half. Kramer to throw the ball in for Northwestern. Kramer to trigger it. Still looking. Northwestern still looking and in danger of a 5 seconds call. They get it into Syme finally. Syme puts it up and he's going to be called for traveling. Checking into the ballgame will be Ben Miller. Also checking in Zach Leeper. Vanderplatz will check out of the ballgame. 9:23 left to go in the first half. Northwestern 24, North College 12. Ball comes into Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball at the top. Gets it underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled by Miller. Ben Miller whistled for the personal foul. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's foul number one on Miller. Team foul number 5 on Northwestern. T.J. Malone's going to check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Cliff Warner. 24-14 our score. So Lindbergh to the free throw line, trying to make it a three-point play and a single-digit difference again. Free throw on the way by Lindbergh. Line drive off the heel, no good. It's 24-14. John Kramer will bring the basketball up for Northwestern. Kramer passes left side Miller. Miller with the ball. Miller on the wing. Miller using up his dribble, now taking it in against Lindbergh. Picks it up, passes back over to Kramer. Kramer puts it up, the teardrop, no good. Rebound taken away by North College. Into the front court is Woltersdorf. He had the rebound. He brings it up. Right side, Kachi. Kachi back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets around Grunendijk, lays it up and down. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points. Dort College trails 24-16. Northwestern wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Northwestern. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inkelen Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Northwestern with the basketball. Ben Miller working in against Trevor Woltersdorf. Kicks it out right side. Stock, three, good. Ryan Stock averaging 5.7 points per game. That's his second field goal of the night. His first. That's a three-pointer. John Kramer runs into a pick set by Jordan Vogel. Woltersdorf comes back right side over to Malone. Malone, Woltersdorf. Woltersdorf at the top of the key. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser goes underneath for Severs. Severs, double team. They get it over to Vogel. Vogel, free throw line jumper is good. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Dort College trails 27-18. 27-18. Dort College down nine. They go high post to Leeper. Leeper gives it up. Miller. Miller's going to drive in. Picks up his dribble. Free throw line. Comes back over to Kramer. Dort College switches out front. TJ Malone guarding Miller. Gets it back over to Kramer. Kramer lay in good. He's got eight. 29-18, Northwestern by 11. Northwestern has been able to do what they've wanted offensively so far in this one. TJ Malone with the basketball. Malone passes over to Vogel. Vogel gives it up. Kaiser. Kaiser out front. Woltersdorf. Woltersdorf. Malone. Malone thinks about the 15-footer. They'll give it to him. He doesn't take it. They give it instead to Severs. Severs back over to TJ. He'll line drive one up and misses badly. Kyle Lindbergh will check into the ballgame. Chris Severs will check out. 7:01 left to play in the first half. 29-18, our score. Dort College down 11. Had the difference down to 8 not that long ago. John Kramer bringing the basketball up for Northwestern. Passes left side, Van Colesbeek. Van Colesbeek back over to Kramer. Kramer to Stock. Stock will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Woltersdorf. He'll bring it up court himself. He passes right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, Woltersdorf. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing. Working against Stock. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh 17-footer. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Bringing it up the Red Raiders. They pass right side, Leeper. Leeper jumper from the baseline. No good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Out in front to Malone. Malone with the basketball looking for Woltersdorf. Cross court on the diagonal pass. He's not open. Goes Lindbergh. Woltersdorf left wing beyond the three-point line. Woltersdorf with it. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser right side, TJ Malone. Malone to Woltersdorf. Woltersdorf, Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Now Vogel. Vogel baseline guarded by Leeper. Back over to TJ Malone. Malone puts up another 17-footer. And the rebound is cleared out by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball, bringing it up is Ben Miller. Miller with the basketball, Dort College down 11. John Kramer with it. Kramer will try to get his shoulder around the defensive player again. Now kicks it over to Stock. Hit the three and the foul call. Ryan Stock with 8 points. He'll go to the free throw line for a four-point play opportunity. That foul's going to go on TJ Malone. 32-18, our score. Northwestern has opened up a 14-point lead, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Well, Northwestern has come out firing on all cylinders offensively. 32 points through the first 24 minutes plus. And Stock makes the free throw. He's got 9. 33-18, Northwestern with their biggest lead of the ballgame. Kachi. Woltersdorf back over to Kachi on the right wing. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking for Warner and threw it away. It's picked up by Stock. Here comes Northwestern. Pass goes left side. Syme. Syme. Three ball. Got it. Walker Syme with the three-point basket. Northwestern has doubled up on Dort College. 36-18. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 5:18 left to go in the first half, and everything has gone right for Northwestern so far in this one. And they have opened up an 18-point advantage on Dort College, 36-18. 5:18 left to play in this first half. Well, for Dort College, it's time to regroup. Got to get this back to a under 10-point ball game, if at all possible. That's what you want to go into halftime. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball to Warner. And Cliff Warner will bring the basketball up for the Dort College defenders. 36-18 and counting. 5:13 left to go in the first half. Walthersdorf left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner to Kachi. Kachi out front. Austin picks up his dribble, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the right wing. He goes to Vogel. Vogel facing up. His 12-footer from the baseline rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller ahead to Stock. Stock lays it up the right hand, missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball, though, and now jump ball, no. A foul called on Kyle Lindbergh, and Lindbergh's going to be saddled with foul number one. Team foul number five on Dort College. And Northwestern will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Leaper is in, Stock is out. That was foul number one on Lindbergh. Vanderplatz to toss the ball in for Northwestern. And Vanderplatz throws in over the top to Miller. Miller on the right wing beyond the three-point line. He's going to put up, steps into the three, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Vogel. Vogel resets things. Gets it back over to Warner. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball working on Ben Kalsbeek. Ben Kalsbeek reaches in, swipes it away. Here comes Northwestern. Northwestern forces another turnover for Dort College. They need to get to halftime. Left side Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller picks up his dribble out front. Comes over to Syme. Syme, left side, Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller looking down low, comes back over to Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz, Syme. Syme gives it up. Leaper. Leaper puts it up. Shot no good, but there for the putback is Daniel Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek with the two-point basket. Northwestern up 38-18. Kachi with the basketball. He goes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf slicing in, and he's fouled on the play by Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek whistled for the personal. So Van Kalsbeek whistled for his second. Throwing the ball in will be Kachi, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner driving left side, picks up his dribble, comes back over to Vogel. Vogel, 12-footer, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Miller, and it's been one and done for Dort College on the glass. Northwestern with an opportunity to extend a 20-point lead at 38-18. Left side pass, Miller. Miller on the wing, comes back over to Syme. Syme, right side, Miller. Miller gives it up, Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz to Miller. Miller, jumper in the lane from 10, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Into the front court is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff driving in, back over to Vogel. Vogel dumps it down low for Sievers. Sievers back over to Walthersdorf, layup good. Walthersdorf with six. Dort College trails 38-20. 2:53 and counting, first half. Vanderplatz drives the lane, dumps it off to Vogel, or pardon me, to Gosling, and taken away by Sievers. Warner quickly up the floor. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff, Sievers, Sievers back over to Warner. Warner has his pocket picked by Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz taps it away. Now it's loose, picked up by Leaper. Leaper, Syme, Syme, three, off of the rim and good. Walker Syme with the three-point basket, and Northwestern leads 41-20. Walthersdorf right side, Kachi. Kachi gives Vogel. Vogel's going to be called for charging. It's foul number three on Jordan Vogel, and that's trouble for Dort College. Well, that's only foul number two on Vogel. I had thought they called him for the two early. Once again, I got caught anticipating. 2:14 remaining. First half, Northwestern with a 41-20 advantage. John Kramer bringing the basketball up. Kramer goes over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller to Kramer. Kramer on the left wing. Kramer with the basketball. Comes back over to Miller. Miller driving. Puts it up with the right hand. Layup good. Ben Miller with 5 points. And the North College defenders trail 43-20. Lindbergh, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser gives it off. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, 17-footer, left wing is good. Trevor with 8. North College trails 43-21. Beg your pardon, 43-22. 1:30 left to play in the first half. Ben Miller up the floor. He passes off to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. He comes right side, Miller. Miller with the basketball, working on Lindbergh. He'll go to the spin move, trying to back his way down. Fading away is up and good. Ben Miller with 7. North College trails 45-22. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner passes right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the right wing. Goes over to Severs. Severs, Waltersdorf. Jumper from 15 is good. Trevor with 10. North College trails 45-24. 50 seconds and counting, first half. Ben Miller will bring the basketball up for Northwestern. Looking for a ball screen. He gets one. Steps back. Nothing there. Now Leaper. Leaper throws it away. North College will get it back after the ball was thrown out of bounds on the baseline. An unforced error that time by Northwestern. North College will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up will be Cliff Warner. So Lindbergh inbounds to Cliff Warner, and Warner will bring it up. Warner takes it across half court. Warner with it, driving left hand. Puts it up, blocked from behind. Rebound taken away by Hoig. Hoig comes up with it. Hoig gets it away to Syme. 20 seconds now for Northwestern, and they've got a chance to build on the 21-point lead. Syme passes back over to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. John Kramer on the left wing. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer back to Leaper. Leaper, Syme, and Syme travels with it. So Syme gets called for the travel out front. Kyle Lindbergh will inbound the basketball. Lindbergh gets it inbounded to Waltersdorf at midcourt. 3 seconds left. Waltersdorf fading away from three. In and out, no good. And that sums up the first half for North College. Northwestern 45. North College 24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Northwestern 45-24 in what for Dort College was quite possibly their poorest offensive performance of a half. Fortunately for Dort College, game doesn't end at halftime, but they've got some ground to make up, obviously. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. We are tied at 2-2. North College trailed 7-4. And then we're down 11-8. Northwestern then went on a 13-2 run to take a 24-10 lead. And Northwestern built on the lead into halftime. 45-24. North College led unofficially by Trevor Waltersdorf with 10 points, while Northwestern topped by Ryan Stocks, 9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The North College Defenders trailing Northwestern 45-24 at halftime. Taking a look at the numbers. North College, 11 of 27 from the floor for 40.7%. 0 for 4 on threes. 2 for 3 on three-pointers for 66.7%. For Northwestern, 19 of 34 from the floor, 55.9%. 5 of 11 on three-pointers, 45.5%. 2 for 3 on free throws for 66.7%. Rebounding, Northwestern 19, North College 13. Turnovers, North College 8, Northwestern 4. Trevor Walterstorff leading North College with 10 points, 5 of 7 from the floor. Chris Severs off of the bench for 6. Jordan Vogel and Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points apiece. For Northwestern, 9 for Ryan Stock, 8 each for Walker Syme and John Kramer, 7 for Ben Miller, 2 for Zach Leeper, 5 for Stu Goslinga, 2 for Josh Vanderplatz, and 4 for Daniel Van Kalsbeek for their total of 45. Rebounding, Ben Miller leads Northwestern with 4 rebounds. Ryan Stock and Josh Vanderplatz have 3 rebounds each. For North College, Trevor Walterstorff with 6. Cliff Warner has 3. Kyle Lindbergh has 2. Assist totals, Chris Severs with 4. 2 for Trevor Walterstorff. For Northwestern, Ben Miller with 5. John Kramer with 2. 3 steals for Josh Vanderplatz. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located at First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. North College trails Northwestern 45-24, a game that, in all honesty, does not have the buzz that Northwestern game would normally have. Not a regular season matchup, so it doesn't impact GPAC conference standings. And as far as the conference tournament goes, yes, the winner will get a plaque, but both teams are advancing on to the NAI Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament being hosted in near Branson, Missouri, at the College of the Ozarks. So right now, Northwestern taking full advantage of a flat North College start, and they own a 45-24 lead over the North College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pairings and the field for the national tournament will be released during the day tomorrow. And everything I've been hearing out of the NAIA office in terms of announcements are that the pairings and the field will be released by 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. We'll have those for you as soon as we have them on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly water-worn paint from PPG. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, Dort College's winning streak at home this season is going to be sorely tested. Trailing 21 points, 20 minutes to play, down 45-24 in Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College trailing by 21 and got to make some sort of run at some point. First order of business is to get it down to 12, 14 points and then get it to single digits and then see if you can finish off the charge. For Dort College, they will start their original starting five. Vogel, Walterstorff, Kachi, Lindbergh, and Warner. For Northwestern, it'll be Goslinga, Leeper, Miller, Sign, and Lindbergh. The player guarding Lindbergh, that's Miller. Pass goes left side over to Warner. Warner over the basketball. They dump it down low for Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 45-26. Into the front court with it. On the left side is Ben Miller. Miller passes over to Leeper. Leeper gives it up Kramer. Kramer trying to post up on Warner, and he dumps it off on the double team, and Miller puts it up and down. He's got 9 points. That's going to be a problem. Dort College, some matchup problems that they haven't been able to solve defensively. Lindbergh with the basketball out front, dumps it down low for Walterstorff, guarded by Miller. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, three-pointer, in and out, off the peel, no good. Rebound taken away, and it goes out of bounds, actually. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. A team rebound for Northwestern. 1 minute gone in the second half. 47-26, Dort College down. Leeper gives underneath Vogel, or pardon, Goslinga, and Goslinga travels with it. Stuart Goslinga traveled with the basketball on the post move, and Dort College will have the basketball back. Kyle Lindbergh to bring the basketball up. Lindbergh gets it to Warner. Warner with it on the right wing. Warner with it, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Kachi. Kachi underneath. On the post up is Vogel. Vogel tries to pass out of the double team. Syme comes away with it. Syme blocked from behind by Kachi, and a foul on the play called on Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi whistled for the personal. Walker Syme to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Syme is up and good. Walker's got 9 points now. 48-26 our score. Another free throw on the way, and Northwestern leads 49-26. Syme makes both free throws. He's got 10. Comes right side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Kachi. Kachi with it at the point. He comes right side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh's pass inside intended for Vogel is taken away by Syme. Syme with a steal. Here comes Northwestern. Miller with it. Comes back out front. Kramer. Kramer gives it up. Leeper. Leeper drives in, and he's going to be called for traveling. Well, they have started calling the travel here in the second half. I had thought there were a few of those infractions that went uncalled in the first half. So Vogel will inbound the basketball. Severs is in. Lindbergh is out. Warner into the front court, his team down 49-26. Warner with the basketball out front. Dort College has to chip away. Kachi with the basketball right wing. Back over to Cliff. Cliff back over to Kachi. Kachi three-pointer, in and out, no good. There for the tap-in, though, is Walterstorff. Trevor Walterstorff with 12 points. Dort College trails 49-28. Into the front court is Miller. Miller, left side, Leeper. Leeper gives it up to Syme. Syme bottoms out a three-pointer. It's been that kind of day for Northwestern. They lead 52-28 Walthersdorf over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner trying to drop it off, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be North College basketball. So North College to inbound the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner to throw it in, right side of the lane. Looking, still looking, and Warner gets it in to Kachi. Kachi to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Walthersdorf, Warner. Warner guarded by Kramer. They get it to Severs. Severs kick out. Kachi. Kachi, three-pointer. Can't get it to go. It's North College has a lid on the basket. Now Warner tries for the no-look pass down low. And we've got a kick called on Miller. So North College down 52-28. Well, inbound the basketball. Might have caught a break that time. Warner stuck his nose back in, and they got a kick on Northwestern. Comes to Walthersdorf out front. Trevor with the basketball on the wing, looking down low. Northwestern passes over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, Vogel. Vogel looking high post. Vogel puts it up from 10 off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller gives it off to Kramer, and Northwestern will take their time as they bring the basketball up. Kramer working against Warner. Kramer with it on the left wing. Kramer still has his dribble alive. Now passes to Miller. Miller guarded there by Vogel. And we've got a charging foul called on Miller. Ben Miller whistled for the personal, his second, I believe. 16:32 left to play in the game. Daniel Van Kalsbeek and Ryan Stock check in. Syme and Goslinga check out. And the North College defenders will bring the basketball back the other way. For North College, it's been a difficult evening. Pass goes down low. Walthersdorf spins in the lane. His shot no good, and he gets knocked to the floor. Foul's going to go on Leeper, I believe. Zach Leeper whistled for his second, and Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 52-28, North College down. 16-17 left to play. Trevor Walthersdorf wiping some of the perspiration up off of his face. Bryce Skelhaus taking care of the moisture on the floor. Free throw on the way for Walthersdorf is up and good. Walthersdorf with the Baker's dozen. 52-29, Northwestern down, Northwestern leading. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 14 points for Walthersdorf. 52-30, North College trails by 22. Kramer out front, passes right side, shot on the way by Leeper, in and out, no good. There for the rebound though is Miller. Miller will reset things. Miller with the basketball, drives into lane, kicks it out right side Stock. Another three, missed it, no good. And a ball touches the shot clock above the backboard. Out of bounds, it will be North College basketball. 52-30, our score. Cliff Warner into the front court. He passes left side, Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner gives it up, Walt. Walt, turn around to the lane, off the heel, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Northwestern and Miller. Miller gives it off to Kramer, back to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Ben Miller on the right wing, 15-27 left to play. Walthersdorf gambles for the steal. Stock comes up with it. Pass goes back down low, Leeper. Leeper to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, gives it up Warner. Warner pushes the action up the floor. Cliff all the way to the hoop. Passes it back over to Severs. Severs, Vogel, Vogel, Walthersdorf, and we've got a kick called on Stock. Lindberg and Kaiser on the floor for the defenders right now. Josh Vanderplatz checking in for Ben Miller. Walker Syme checking in for Northwestern as well. Checking out will be Leeper. Inbounding, they get it into Severs. Severs with it on the wing, comes back over to Warner. Warner throws it, intended for Lindbergh, and the ball gets tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern with the basketball, leading by 22. Game stagnating right now. With it on the left wing is Josh Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz gives it up to Kramer. Kramer into the lane, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Cliff Warner gets called for the personal. That's his second. Inbounding the basketball will be Northwestern and Kramer. Kramer inbounding the ball. Kramer looking, throws over the top, finds Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz with it. Vanderplatz goes left side over to Syme. Syme gives it up, Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek fading away. And he gets the shot to go, but they're going to wave it off. So the foul called on Kyle Lindbergh is his second. Team foul number three on the defenders in this half. Kramer inbounds to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. So Van Kalsbeek makes it 54-30 pending the three-point play opportunity. The 2+1 on the way for Daniel Van Kalsbeek. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Van Kalsbeek, who has seen his minutes diminish tremendously over the past season, with 7 points off of the bench, Northwestern leads 55-30. Warner driving in, and he's fouled on the play by Kramer. John Kramer whistled for the personal, his second. And Cliff Warner will shoot a pair of free throws. So two free throws on the way for Cliff Warner. Warner to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Cliff Warner. 55-31 our score. So Warner with another free throw. This one's up and this one's down. So Warner makes them both. And the North College defenders trail 55-32. Kramer in the backcourt with a basketball. Long pass over the top, Syme. Syme gives it up, Stock. Stock on the right wing. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball. Kramer has it on the right wing. 14-10 remaining in the ballgame. Down to the baseline, Northwestern. They work it over to Kramer. Kramer on the wing. He drives into the lane. Puts it up, short jumper, no good. Rebound taken down by Syme, and Syme is fouled on the play. Northwestern's been relentless on the glass, and the North College defenders have been unable to withstand it thus far, trailing 55-32. So free throws on the way for Syme. First free throw is up and good for Walker Syme. Syme, another free throw on the way. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Syme makes them both. And the defenders trail 57-32. Comes out front Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser down to the baseline, trying to wrap it around, and Northwestern collapses defensively. And they swat the ball away. Here comes Northwestern. And Northwestern into the front court, tried to pass it off to Vanderplatz. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 13:38 left to play. 13:38 left to play in the game. Northwestern 57, Dort College 32. They dump it down low for Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek fading away, right-hander, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser to Kachi. Kachi to Waltersdorf. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath, intended for Severs. He tracks it down deep in the corner. Now Waltersdorf spinning in the lane. His shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Quickly up the floor is Stock. Stock with it. Stock comes back over to Kramer. Kramer with the ball on the right wing. Kramer comes back out to Syme. Syme to Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats with the basketball. Vanderplaats gives it up to Syme. Syme to Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats driving in. Layup is good. Josh Vanderplaats with 4 points. Northwestern leads 59-32. Walterstorff right side. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath. Little hook shot in the lane by Kaiser. Gets it to go. Kaiser with the 2-point basket. 59-34. It is not Ben Dort College's day today. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Steal by Kaiser in the backcourt. Here comes Dort College. Kaiser picks up his dribble. Comes over to Vogel. Vogel out front. Vogel with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindberg. Lindberg with it. Kaiser. Kaiser, Seavers. Seavers, layup good. Chris Seavers with a 2-point basket. He's got 8. Dort College trails 59-36. Northwestern with a basketball in the backcourt. Now Dort College has to pressure and get it across. Leaper. Leaper, right corner. Syme. Syme, 3. No good. Rebound, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel gets over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg on the left wing. Lindberg back over to Kachi. Kachi right side, Kaiser. Kaiser thinks about the three. Back out front, Kachi. Kachi, 3, got it. Austin Kachi with his first three of the day. Dort College trails 59-39. Ben Miller with the basketball in the backcourt. 11:30 and counting. Northwestern by 20. Into the front court, Miller. Miller picks up his dribble. He passes off to Syme. Syme right side, Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats in the right corner. 18 to shoot for Northwestern. Vanderplaats spinning. Baseline fadeaway is good. He's going to make that shot. It's going to be a long night. It has been already. 61-39. Pass goes down low. Seavers. Seavers puts it up, and the foul's called on Goslinga. Goslinga picks up the personal. Goslinga can't believe it. Gets called for his first personal. And Chris Seavers will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 61-39 Northwestern. Chris Seavers with 2 on the way as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That's team foul number 4 on Northwestern. First free throw by Seavers is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw coming for Seavers. Seavers with 9 points this evening. So another free throw for Seavers. This one's up and good. Chris Seavers with 10 points. And the defenders trail 61-41. Driving the other way is Leaper. Leaper, they trap him. He gets it away, Miller. Miller to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer back right side. It comes Miller. Miller trying to back his way in. Double team. Gets it to Leaper. Leaper puts it up. Blocked by Vogel. Rebound, Vogel. Comes back over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Warner on the right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi looking. Goes back over to Walt. Walt. Seavers. Seavers with the basketball. And Seavers is stripped. Leaper comes up with it ahead to Kramer. Kramer to Miller. Miller layup good. He's got 11. 63-41 Northwestern by 22. They go left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. And we've got a foul on the play called on Jordan Vogel. So the foul called on Vogel in the post position fight. .10-18 left to play. In the ballgame, Northwestern 63, Dort College 41. Pass comes to Syme. Syme with the basketball. Syme to Kramer. Kramer with the ball at half court. He goes left side back over to Syme. Syme to Goslinga. Goslinga off of the glass, good. Goslinga with 7. 65-41 Northwestern, up by 24 again. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi, 3, good. Kachi with the three-pointer. Dort College trails 65-44. Northwestern with a basketball back, up by 21. 9:45 and counting, ball game. With it on the left side is Kramer. Kramer gives it up Goslinga. Goslinga back over to Stock. Stock to Goslinga. Goslinga backing his way in. Gives it up Miller, and Miller's called for a charge. Ben Miller called for the charging foul as Jordan Vogel slid over to take the charge. Jordan Vogel will check out of the ballgame. It's foul number three on Ben Miller. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Lindbergh inbound the basketball. They get it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up. Lindbergh out front with the basketball. He passes over to Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Ryan Stock. Two free throws on the way for Austin Kachi. Well, what do you preach to people when you're coaching them when they're young players? You play till the final buzzer, no matter what the score is. Let's see if Dort College is able to take that to heart, if you will, and just play to the end and see what happens. Keep playing hard. Possibly good things will come about for you. First free throw by Kachi is good. He's got 7 second-half points. He's got another one on the way. 65-45, Dort College down 20. Second free throw by Kachi is good, and it's a 19-point ball game. Dort College has three timeouts remaining. We're past the midpoint of the second half. Syme with it in the backcourt. He comes back over to Leeper. Leeper, pass tipped. Stock comes up with it. Stock back over to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball. Kramer with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Back over to Stock. Northwestern will take time off of the clock. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball. Kramer with it on the right wing. He dumps it down low for Syme, trying to post up Waltersdorf. His fade away from 10. No good. Rebound fought for. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. 65-46. Northwestern up by 19. Bringing the ball up will be Warner. Dort College had the lead down to 18 on a couple occasions early in the half. With it right side, Kachi. Kachi looking down low, Severs back over to Warner. Warner will stop, pop, three, good. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. Dort College trails by 16, 65-49. Kramer with a basketball at midcourt. He's got it into the front court now. 8:18 left to play. Left side, Leeper. Leeper with a basketball. Leeper comes back over to Kramer. Kramer will drive against Lindbergh. Puts up the off-balance shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Goslinga. Goslinga, Leeper. Leeper puts up the off-balance shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt gets it over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Warner with a basketball. Warner gets a screen. Down on the floor. Picked up by Northwestern. Syme with the steal. Syme passes off to Stock. Stock to Kramer. Kramer throws up the shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. He stops. Feeds Kachi. Three ball. No good. Rebound taken down by Goslinga. Goslinga over the basketball. 65-49. Dort College down 16. 7:28 and counting, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Northwestern, a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Northwestern by 16. Northwestern basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grudewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Northwestern up by 16 with the basketball. Kramer. Kramer with the ball. Kramer passes left side. Gets the return pass now. Gives it off to Miller. Miller on the right wing. Miller's going to drive down to the baseline. His shot is good. He line drive that one through. He's got 13. 67-49. Dort College down 18. Lindbergh with the basketball. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it up. Sievers. Sievers puts up the off-balance shot. Soft touch. Won't go. Rebound taken away by Goslinga. Goslinga with a long pass into the front court. Leaper. And Leaper is fouled on the play by Sievers. Sievers commits the personal foul. So Leaper will shoot a pair. So Leaper shooting two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's a 75% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way. For Northwestern so far tonight, they've been led by Walker Symes, 15, and Ben Miller's right behind with 13. For Dort College, Trevor Walthersdorf has a team-high 14. Chris Sievers has 10. Free throw on the way for Leaper is up and hangs on the rim and drops through. Three for Leaper. 6:52 left to go in the game. A second free throw on the way for Leaper. This one's up and good, so Leaper makes them both. He's got four, and the Northwestern Red Raiders have taken back a 20-point lead at 69-49. Warner tries to pass it through the lane, and it's picked up by Goslinga. Goslinga lets Miller have it now, and Miller will give it off to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller comes back over to Kramer. Kramer with it. Kramer to Miller. Miller at the Kramer. Kramer at the top of the key. He's going to try to spin his way into lane. Off-balance shot from 10 is good. 71-49. Northwestern answering the Dort College rally attempt with a 6 unanswered points now to go back up 71-49. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Warner. Warner underneath to Sievers. Sievers working on Vogel. Or pardon me, on Goslinga. He comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser's shot no good. Rebound stripped. Leaper comes up with it. Here comes Kramer. Kramer, reverse layup is good. 12 for Kramer, 73-49, Northwestern. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi guarded by Leaper. He goes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf to Miller. Walthersdorf floater in the lane, no good. Rebound taken down by Sievers. Sievers kick out Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Comes back to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf shot is good. And Austin Kachi went down in the lane. He comes up hobbling. Favoring his left knee is Austin Kachi. Trevor Walthersdorf got the shot to go. He'll go to the free throw line for an old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. And Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line for the 2+1. 73-51, Northwestern leading. Second free throw, or pardon me, the three-point play free throw for Walthersdorf is off the heel, no good. And Northwestern will bring it back the other way. With it in the backcourt is Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats double-teamed. Gets it right side over to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek stock. Stock layup right hand good. Ryan Stock with 11 points. Northwestern leads 75-51. Steal by Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek heading up the floor. He passes right side Vanderplaats back over to Syme. Syme three, missed it, no good. Rebound Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats in the lane, nothing there. Comes back right side over to Leaper. Leaper gives it up to Stock. Stock on the wing. Stock back out front, Syme. Syme to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek in the lane, his jumper from 10, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel gives it up over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right side. Gets underneath to Vogel. Vogel is fouled from behind by Van Kalsbeek. And Van Kalsbeek picks up his third personal. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Vogel to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. Seven for Vogel. Tough sledding tonight for Dort College. Hopefully they're getting this one out of the way. Better to have it happen now than next week. 75-52. Free throw on the way by Vogel is up and through. So Jordan Vogel, eight hard-earned points this evening. Defenders trail 75-53. With it across half court is Leeper. Leeper comes back over to Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats with it on the wing. Vanderplaats will drive in. Nothing there. He goes right side back over to Leeper. Leeper three. Good. Zach Leeper with 7 points. And Northwestern owns a 78-53 advantage. Lob pass down low. Vogel. Vogel off balance shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound fought for and taken down by Grunendijk. Grunendijk with the basketball. He goes over to Syme. Syme left side Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats down to the baseline. And Vanderplaats dribbles it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, though. It's off of Vogel, they say. Trevor Walterstorff will check out of the ballgame. Would not be surprised if that is all we see of Trevor this evening. Get to this point, you don't want anyone getting hurt as well. Comes back over to Leeper. Leeper with the basketball. Leeper back over to Syme. Syme puts it on the floor in the lane and poked away from behind by Lindbergh. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Throwing the ball in for Northwestern. On the baseline will be Vanderplaats. Very little has gone right tonight for the Dort College defenders. Northwestern jumped on them early. Dort College made one run to get back to within 16, and that was in the second half. Had a shot to cut it to 13. That rimmed out. 78-53, Northwestern. Looks like for all intents and purposes, they're going to be the postseason tournament champion. And now it's a wait-and-see time for where you finish up in terms of the seedings. Still got to finish out the last 3:51 of this one, but Northwestern obviously in the driver's seat. 78-53. Syme puts it up, blocked by Vogel, but a foul called on Vogel. So Vogel picks up the personal. That'll be his fourth. And Walker Syme to shoot two more free throws. He's got 17. Beg your pardon, he's got 15. Now he's got 16. Two in front of myself on the addition. Another free throw on the way for Syme. This one's up and good, 80-53. Walker Syme with 17. TJ Malone brings the basketball up. He goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi goes underneath Vogel. Vogel working on Van Kalsbeek, and a foul called on Daniel Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek picks up number four, and Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. 3:34 left to go in the game. We'll watch with interest tomorrow as well to see if Briarcliff or Midland make it into the postseason, into the NAI National Tournament via an at-large berth. Both of those on the bubble, if you will. Vogel's first free throw is good. He's got 9 points. Another free throw on the way. Well, this Northwestern team looks like a dramatically different squad than the one that we saw on February the 1st. 80-55, 3:34 left to go in the game. Northwestern with the lead. Dort College making it a 25-point ball game. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. 3:34 left to go in regulation. Northwestern with the basketball and the lead, 80-55. A lot of the excitement taken out of this one early as Northwestern got out to a 45-24 halftime advantage. Northwestern inbounding, length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in is Miller. Miller gets it in to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer will bring it up. Kramer takes it across half court, picks up his dribble, looking for Syme. He passes left side over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller down to the baseline, nothing there. Miller gives it up, Leeper. Leeper over to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer puts it on the floor hard to the lane. Spin move, tosses up the 10-footer, gets it to go. 82-55. Kramer much more of a factor tonight than he was on February the 1st. Reverse layup attempt by Lindbergh is off the mark. And here comes Northwestern with a basketball. Miller will bring it up. John Kramer will drive to the free throw line. Off balance shot, and another one goes. 84-55. Into the front court is T.J. Malone. Malone, left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh comes back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp, right side Malone. Malone gives it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vandekamp. Vandekamp, down low it goes Vogel. Vogel facing up. Nothing there. Vogel is fouled by Van Kalsbeek, and Van Kalsbeek is called for the personal foul. That's it for Van Kalsbeek. He falls out with 7 points. 2:22 left to go in the game. Sedort College looks like they are going to send some reserves in. Reese Beaver checking in. Nick Wilson also checking in. Wilson will check in for Vogel after the free throws if Vogel can convert. Free throw by Vogel is up off the side of the iron, no good. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. So Vogel's free throw is up and good. So Vogel makes one of two. 84-56. Well, taking a look back through this season. Fort Ord College, their lowest point total up till tonight, was a 61-point performance against Dakota Wesleyan in a win on February the 8th. Right now they're in danger of a couple less than that. Grunendijk gets the pass down low, and he bulls his way to the basket. Grunendijk with a field goal. 86-56. Beaver passes right side over to Malone. Malone to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball. Vandekamp, Reilersdam. Reilersdam shot no good. There for the rebound is Wilson. Wilson can't hang on to it. And the ball goes into the corner, and it's picked up by Northwestern and Kurt Korver. Korver with the basketball across half court. Well, Dort College won the two regular season meetings of these two. Northwestern dominating here in the GPAC championship game. Hoig's shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it, Beaver. Vandekamp, Malone. Malone on the right wing. Malone back over to Beaver. Reese Beaver, three, good. So Beaver with the three-point shot, 86-59. They pass down low, Grunendijk. Grunendijk's pass deflected, picked up by Northwestern and Korver, controlled by Dort College. Coming up with it is Malone. Malone with the basketball on the right wing. He comes over to Reilersdam. Reilersdam with it. Reilersdam head and shoulders fake. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Reilersdam with the two-point basket. He's fouled in the act of shooting. 86-61, our score. 48 seconds remaining in regulation. So Dustin Dalma checks into the ballgame for Dort College as well. Reilersdam free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out by Wilson. Nick Wilson comes up with it, passes over to Beaver. Beaver back over to Wilson, or to Dalma. Dalma to Ben Sitzma. Sitzma picks up his dribble, comes back over to Reilersdam. Reilersdam left corner, Sitzma. Sitzma with the basketball, back over to Wilson. Wilson to Dalma. Dalma with the basketball, gives it up Beaver. Beaver, Sitzma. Sitzma, three-pointer off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Beaver, but Beaver steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Dort College will fall for the first time since the middle of January. Their nine-game winning streak is snapped. Northwestern will extend their winning streak that started after they lost to Dort College here at the DeWitt Gymnasium by 14, 86-72. They'll run their winning streak to eight, and this is how it's going to end. Northwestern pulls it out, 86-61, the final score. Northwestern will advance on in tournament play with a 25-6 mark to the national tournament. York College falls to 28-4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, the game that was all Northwestern this evening. Northwestern wins by a final score of 86-61. The North College defenders never led. We were tied once. That was at 2-2. Northwestern built up a 14-point lead at 24-10. It was 45-24 at halftime. And North College made one run at the Northwestern Red Raiders. That came early in the about midway through the second half. Got it to 16. Had a shot that would have made it a 13-point ball game that rimmed out. And Northwestern holds off that North College rally and goes on to score six in a row from that point to make it a 22-point difference. And North College ends up falling by a final of 86-61. The North College defenders led unofficially tonight by Trevor Walterstorff's 16 points, while Northwestern was topped, I believe, by Walker Syme unofficially with 17. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame show. This is North College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The final numbers look like this. North College, 21 of 52 from the floor, 40.4%, 4 for 14 on threes, 28.6%, 15 of 19 on free throws, 78.9%. For Northwestern, 34 of 63 from the floor, 54%, 7 of 17 on threes, 41.2%, 11 of 12 on free throws, 91.7%. Northwestern out-rebounded North College 33-29. Turnovers, North College 20, Northwestern 11. Steals, Northwestern 15, North College 3. Northwestern was very active on the defensive end. Trevor Walterstorff led North College with 16. Jordan Vogel had a hard-earned 11. 10 for Chris Sievers off of the bench. 8 for Austin Cacci all in the second half. Cliff Warner with 5, Kyle Lindbergh with 4, 2 for Sean Kaiser, 3 for Brees Beaver, 2 for James Reilersdam for their total of 61 points. For Northwestern, 17 for Walker Syme, 16 for John Kramer, 13 for Ben Miller, and 11 for Ryan Stock. 7 each for Zach Leeper and Stu Goslinga, 7 points for Daniel Van Kalsbeek off of the bench, 6 for Josh Vanderplaats, and 2 for Eli Grunendijk. York College was led on the boards by Trevor Walterstorff with 8, 6 for Jordan Vogel, 4 for Cliff Warner, 3 for Kyle Lindbergh. For Northwestern, Ben Miller had 7 rebounds, 4 rebounds each for Ryan Stock and Josh Vanderplaats, 3 rebounds each for Daniel Van Kalsbeek and Eli Grunendijk. Kramer and Miller had 5 assists each, Zach Leeper had 3. 3 assists for Sean Kaiser, 2 each for Trevor Walterstorff and Cliff Warner, 4 for Chris Sievers. 3 steals for Walker Syme, 2 each for Ben Miller and Zach Leeper. North College just 3 steals defensively, 1 each for Matt Vandekamp, Nick Wilson, and Chris Sievers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more on the Wireless World postgame show. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. I don't remember the coach that told me once when I started into a postgame show after a disappointing loss was, he said, don't sugarcoat it. We aren't going to sugarcoat this one, 86-61. No other way to put it, but Northwestern got you and got you good this evening.
Yep, they did. They played an outstanding game, and we did not. And that's, you know, there's really no way to over, you know, there's no need to overanalyze it. I mean, they just simply came in here, and they were more hungry than we were, and they really beat us in every facet of the game tonight.
Early on, and that was established right from the start, wasn't it, Coach? You, it seemed like you had some chances. But Northwestern always was the aggressor, got some steals, got some transition buckets, and that started almost immediately.
It did. You know, they played like the game meant more to them tonight than it did to us, and that's disappointing. It's frustrating, and, you know, it's over, and we just got pounded. You know, we got pounded pretty good tonight, and the only saving thing that we can take from it is at least we get an opportunity to play again and try to rectify this. But, boy, really disappointed. Our kids are disappointed, and hats off to Northwestern. They played an outstanding game tonight.
Your team now, I know the spin on it is you try to say, okay, refocus. But Is that what you do right now, take a day or two and then try to refocus and get ready for next week? What do you do?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just try to get the bodies rested, get them healthy, and at a point, you know, at this point in the season, as best you can to get them ready to play next week. I'm sure that either next Wednesday or Thursday, whenever we play, that we'll come back and we'll give a good effort. I mean, these guys have proven that all year long. It's just unfortunate that we put this effort together in front of fans in our last home game of the year here. We've really enjoyed playing here and have had a great deal of success all year here. Fans have been really supportive, and we just did not capitalize on some things early, like you said, and it just snowballed for us, and we didn't come back and really stop it at any point in time. We showed some things in the second half. We got it down to 16 and then had a good look to cut it to 13, but
yep.
That was really, really it as far as that was concerned. They just really came and got after us.
Trevor worked his way for 16 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. They were hard-earned 16 points, and he was about all he had going offensively for a little while in the first half.
Yeah, you know, he was. They doubled down on their post, and I thought, you know, Chris did a good job of passing out of the post and hit Trevor for some shots there. And, Chris was four assists, led us tonight, and a lot of those were to Trevor early on, like we mentioned. And that was really about it. Other than that, the first half, we didn't have much going.
I'm not looking for an excuse here, but as a coach, you lose somebody who's in your regular rotation, even if it's just for one game. Suddenly, you're upset a little bit in terms of not being able to plug Tyler Walterstorff into your lineup the way you normally do. That is upsetting for a team when you're used to that rotation.
It is, but it's not going to make up 25 points, that we lost by tonight. And we've played without guys before this year. We played with guys injured who played less minutes. But our biggest concern is that hopefully we get Tyler back for the national tournament, which we think we will. A little staph infection I'm sure you talked about tonight. And
I didn't give the details, okay. But I said foot problem.
Yep, we got a little bit of an infection in his foot, and just hopefully get that cleared up and get him back for the national tournament.
We have no idea who we're going to be playing or who Dort College is going to be playing at this point, correct?
That is correct. We'll find that stuff out hopefully tomorrow night sometime, either Wednesday or Thursday of next week. And obviously we hope Wednesday. How it works is you play either Wednesday or Thursday, and then hopefully every day, Friday and Saturday. And so you'd rather play 3 games in 4 days as opposed to 3 games in 3 days, obviously. But we'll see where that happens or where we fall and how that all works itself out. Our biggest concern right now is getting back to being a better basketball team than we were tonight.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by after a disappointing evening, and go get them as we get ready for next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and the Wireless World postgame show. Northwestern defeats Dort College 86-261, Northwestern 25-6, Dort College 28-4, entering national tournament play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Till we talk to you again from the College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri next week, good evening.